Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Please welcome to Radio 1, Louis Walsh.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Would you like to tell us about the text you just got sent before you came on?
Oh, yeah. I just got a text from Chris Moyle's mother, Vera. Vera, I know you're listening. You're not the target audience, but hello. And will you get Chris to play the new Shane Ward record?
Did she text you asking for a mention on the radio?
Yeah, she told me to mention you on your show.
But her son does the breakfast show on Radio 1.
Maybe she's in bed. She's probably in bed.
Oh, love her.
Okay. You have to love Vera.
Now, last time I saw you was in Belfast at the Chris Moyle's karaoke, where we had a lovely chat.
We had good fun.
Laura had a little bit too much to drink, didn't
she? That's right.
Yeah, a lot. Surprise.
I love to drink, Laura.
Can you remember any gossip that she told you on that night? Because I know you are quite discreet, Louis.
No. I'm not telling you anything. God, no. I'll tell you later. I'm saying nothing.
Okay.
Saying nothing.
So that's a yes, you did.
Saying nothing. Right.
Did you see Star Stories on Friday night?
I did. I actually watched it with Simon.
Did you?
In his house, yeah. Yeah. We watched it after the show on Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
It was great. I mean, they got him right. He looked like him.
He did.
Lots of high hair. Lots of collar. High trousers. High camp. Everything.
Did he laugh?
High heels.
Did he laugh at it?
Everything you know about Simon. I thought bits were funny. I think it was the funniest show yet in the Star Story thing.
Was Simon actually laughing along?
Not as much as me.
No.
I was watching it with him and his girlfriend Terry, and we were on the floor.
Now, if you've not seen this show, it's a really good show on Channel 4 where they do the story of someone, but it's not obviously the real people. And last week it was Simon Cowell. It was like this.
Hello, I'm Simon Cowell. And yes, it is a nice house, isn't it? But I haven't always lived like this. How did I become brilliant? I did it by using my honesty and my genius.
I can't see him finding that funny at all, Louis.
No, but he believes he's a genius. He really does. That's the problem. He believes he's fabulous and a genius and amazing. And that's why he's so big.
And that really is what he's like.
He's pompous. He's smug.
So they got it right.
They got it right. Absolutely.
Some more.
What about doing a TV talent show? Britain's Got Talent, where a panel of judges choose people before subjecting them to a public vote. It was groundbreakingly original.
Yes, of course. I am a genius.
He thinks he is. Well, you know, he is so successful.
Yeah.
Whether we like him or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like him. You know, but he is massively successful, and he's got a great new show starting on Saturday night.
Yeah.
ITV 7:40.
Well,
it's called X Factor.
Oh, that's right.
Series 4.
God, is that still on?
And this year it's got 4 judges.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get on to the judges. You're on it as well on this Star Stories.
I know, yeah.
I decided to use my old mate, the fiercely independent and strong-minded Louis Walsh.
And you won't be just a yes man, will you, Louis?
Yes, of course I will. I mean, no, I won't. So, yes, I will. Oh, blimey. What is it you want me to say again?
Oh.
Is that accurate about you, Louis?
No, no, I don't think so. I'm definitely not a yes man for him. I've never said yes to him.
It's a very strange look
I've
he gave him, then,
yes
Scott.
I've never said yes.
Okay, good. No. Right, so X Factor, you were sacked as a publicity stunt, and then as a publicity stunt, they brought you back.
It wasn't a publicity stunt, you should know that.
I know.
Ask Chris's mother, Vera, she knows.
Why does she know?
She met me in Dublin, and she knew I was really disappointed.
She's doing all the press for X Factor.
She's helping.
She's your press officer now.
Honestly, I was genuinely sacked. Honestly.
When we spoke in Belfast, you were actually genuinely upset
honestly,
about it.
Honestly, Scott, I was sacked. You know I was sacked. Yeah. But I'm back. I'm back with a vengeance.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can understand why people think it might have been a publicity stunt.
I can understand that. I would too if I was on the outside.
You know, it's series 18 or something now. It's like when you start throwing water over each other, isn't it?
That only happened twice.
In these auditions that you've just done,
nothing at all. No water at all. No water yet.
Wow.
No water yet, no.
Right.
That's usually about the mid of the live shows.
Then Simon has a strop.
Yeah.
Sharon has to get a plane back to LA. loud music.
You're very cynical, aren't you, Scott?
You are so cynical. Honestly, nothing is staged on the show.
I know, I love it. It's a great show.
That's the best thing about X Factor. Nothing is staged. It's all live. And now you've got four egos, not three.
Yeah. Now,
so it's going to be tough this year.
They replace you with this Brian bloke.
Yeah.
And then they binned him off. Yeah. And then they got you back again.
That's right.
Right. Now, Brian says the only reason they brought you back was because he didn't want to do it anymore.
What do you think?
Right, well, here's Brian. What do you think?
I went to Simon during London auditions and told him that I didn't want to judge. So it was a good thing that I did that and that he actually accepted that from me because I said I wasn't feeling it. And I had sat on my ass, excuse me, for so long during Greece, just behind a chair, kind of watching. And that's not what I do for a living. What I do for a living is I create, and I'm an artistic person. And he created the creative director position for me.
That's hilarious.
He sounds all right, Pillocky. They got rid of him.
Well, how could a choreographer be a creator?
So he was the guy that was on Grease, is the word.
He was the one with the HUD and the studs.
Okay.
Not David Guest, the other one. The other camp American.
Yeah.
Okay. And two camp Americans.
So he was at the London auditions and he thought, I've got this brilliant job. Oh, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. Why don't they bring Louis Walsh back? That's how it happened, is it?
No, it's not. Right. Well, I'm not going there. You know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. Mm. Sharon missed me, Simon missed me, and they got me back. Oh. And the American choreographer's gone.
Is he not doing anything then?
Yeah, no, he's creative director.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just you're standing in the wings and you're telling me how to dance. I don't know. It's a good title though.
Have you done all the auditions now?
We've all the auditions done, we've everything done, we've got our categories. It's gonna be an amazing series.
Right.
It's gonna be even bigger than the last three.
It must be quite depressing in that room sometimes.
It is.
God.
Because sometimes people cannot sing. And sometimes we get all the loonies in and we show to the public what really, really happens.
That's my favourite bit still.
Yeah. We'll watch on Saturday night and here's a 7:40 and it's ITV1.
Yeah.
There's another show on another channel, but it's just a bad copy. And it's got an X involved as well.
Yeah.
It's only got two judges.
I actually have no idea what that is.
Exactly. Nobody does. No. And it's only got two judges. We've got four.
I do believe that is a BBC show. But,
it's a bad copy of X Factor, but it's fun.
How long are you in that room for, like on a daily basis when you're auditioning?
Skull, we start about 12 o'clock and we work till maybe 9 or 10 at night. We have breaks in between, but sometimes it's really bad because we get nobody good.
You get people like this.
Baby, if you've gotta go away, don't think I can take the pain.
Seriously, you just want to kill yourself sometimes.
Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's a lot worse than that. But then we get somebody great to come in. When somebody great comes in, they make the bad ones make the nice.
A needle in a haystack, though, isn't it, Louis?
Come on, listen. You know, when we find them, they're good. We got two stars, I reckon, from X Factor.
One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal.
See, if that was me, I'd be off to put my head in the oven. I couldn't cope with it at all, really.
You could. You could. It's what happens on every talent show.
That's what happened to Brian. He was like, I can't cope with this. I'm going to kill myself.
So if you'd been asked, you'd have said you couldn't cope. Would you?
No.
No, it is the best show on TV. Not just for the talent, for everything.
And do you like listen to some of the really bad ones, right? And think, well, with the right studio, they could actually be quite good.
Yeah. That's happened. That's happened a few times, yeah. But if you're on a really bad day and somebody average comes in, you think they're great. You kick them. You know? But then
need to be able to sing, really, do you?
Well, if you're in a soap, you know, you don't have to be really able to sing. For Stock Aitken Award, you didn't have to be really able to sing, you know. But nowadays, to go on the live show on X Factor, you have to be able to deliver.
Right.
You must, because it's a live show, the vocals are live, there's nowhere to hide, and you have to deliver, and the public decide.
Out of the pop stars at the moment, who do you think can actually sing properly?
Ooh, Ireland, England, where? World?
World.
World, wow. What do I do like Justin Timberlake. I do like... I like the Take That record. I like Gwen Stefani. I like Robin Thicke. I like lots of people.
Because, you know, you have people like Gareth, who kind of looked the part, but he couldn't sing.
Gareth could sing.
Right.
But he wanted to be Justin Timberlake, and he couldn't be Justin Timberlake. He was just a pop singer. Right. Nothing on being a pop singer, but he wanted to be Justin overnight.
And Will Young's all right.
Okay.
Bit of a diva.
Yeah, I agree.
God.
Massive diva.
Yeah.
We're not
fans.
We've had our run-ins.
He can be a right ass.
Yeah,
he's changed.
He's made one or two good records, though. Yeah. Leave Right Now is a pretty good record.
We dressed as pilots for him and everything.
Yeah. Really? He didn't like it.
He didn't see the fun. Admittedly, we didn't look. We looked more like the village people than
Tom. Thought he'd have liked that. But I thought he'd have liked that. Which one were you?
Yeah, well, Scott's got the Indian costume at home, haven't you? Indian one. Yeah.
He probably was a construction worker.
I probably.
That's my hunch.
I think so.
We didn't get on.
Now, have you seen this? I don't think this has been on our news. I don't think Georgina has this on Newsbeat. This bloke in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Who's been arrested for... with his dog.
Right. No, I haven't. I haven't heard or seen any of this, no.
Do you know how they found him? Do you know they...
Well, I've got a fair idea, but no one was.
Do you know how they caught him, I meant?
No, I don't know. I don't know how they found him or caught him, Scott. Please tell me.
He took the photos into Walmart, the supermarket, to get them developed.
Right.
Now, did he think no one would see them at all? You'd get a digital camera if you were going to do that, wouldn't you?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Imagine the poor person working in Walmart. That's terrible. No, I'm not doing a reconstruction.
No.
No, that's horrible. I don't draw the line at many things. However, that's not right.
I'm slightly concerned. What part am I playing?
Wrong. I can't believe I've just done that.
I thought you were going to want me to bark.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Now, I'd quite like to hear from some people that have... No.
Well, what are you doing, man, with this link?
That have worked in photo developing places and have seen some things.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say there?
I dread to think.
I bet people have seen worse. Not worse, but...
Stop.
Leave it now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back to X Factor. You've done all the auditions.
Yeah.
What groups are there this year?
There's four categories. There's groups, there's over 25s, there's young males and there's young females.
And what group are you doing?
I can't tell anybody. I'm sworn to secrecy. Oh, and you know, this year I'm not going to tell anybody. I swear, I really am not going to tell anybody. I'm under... Simon will sack me again. Right. I don't want to get sacked again.
No.
Honestly.
If we ask him which one, we might be able to tell.
No, absolutely not.
Let's try.
I'm not telling anybody.
You're trying to close your eyes and not look.
I'm not telling anything.
But he's really concentrating hard. Look at that.
I'm not saying
it's
anything.
It's groups, isn't it?
It's not. I'm is not telling anything.
Right, that's right.
I'm under pressure.
Is it the under 14? Oh,
no, I don't know.
Is it 15 to 25?
I don't know.
Louis?
I don't know.
Is it the old ones?
I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Which one is it?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I can't.
It's the 15-24s.
I can't. It's a secret. It's a secret. I'm not telling anybody. I'm not absolutely nobody.
But it's not the groups.
I'm not telling anybody. Not saying, can't say.
I think you're really good, 15 to 24s. You're always good at that.
Well, okay, don't forget there's four judges, there's four categories. Yeah. And you know Simon's listened to the show, and I'm not going to say anything wrong.
I can't believe you're doing this whole thing with your eyes shut now.
No, I'm not. I'm not telling you anything about the show, but it's ITV 6:40, 7:40, Saturday. Okay. And don't watch the other show.
And you've
the
got the groups.
I didn't say that. Right.
It's that young category, that's not right, is it? Is Simon being horrible to 14-year-olds?
Simon's horrible to everybody. He's even tough on the judges.
Yeah, but this...
So he's much nicer to Danny than he is to me or Sharon.
Yeah, what's she like?
Which one?
Danny.
Thought you meant Simon. Danny, she's really nice. She's very good looking. She looks really, really well.
Yeah.
She's had 17 hits.
Wow.
I don't know them, but she's had 17 hits. Yeah. She's had 17 hits, and she's Kylie's sister. And she looks great, and she sits beside Simon.
Is she a good judge?
She's a much better judge than I thought she was going to be.
Okay.
She's really... I think she's going to surprise everybody. Really, really do. She's very opinionated. The Australian accent is a little bit irritating, but she is Kylie's sister. And
couldn't get
she
Kylie,
looks
so
she looks
fine.
Absolutely fantastic. And she sits beside Sanam.
But her voice irritates you.
Singing or talking?
Well, I
talking. A bit, yeah.
Singing?
I don't know. She has a great singing voice.
I don't think he's ever heard any of her records.
I know one of them. Jump to the Beat. Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah.
That was good.
Any more?
This Is It.
Yeah, any more?
I don't know the other 15. Right. I really don't know them.
Yeah. You've been up really close to Dannii Minogue. You have to sit next to her on a judging panel.
I'm not as close as Simon to her.
No, but...
she had a lot of work done.
Well, Sharon did say that, actually.
Did she?
Yeah, coming from Sharon's a bit rich, isn't it?
Right.
Really? Do you think?
Yeah, I think it's been work, but it's called maintenance.
Oh, okay. Oh, she looks great.
Listen, the other three judges, I'm going to have to get it done as well.
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's going to make me look bad, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The three of them look great. I mean, they really do.
Yeah, put pot kettle over there.
Yeah, exactly.
You right. Keep trying to raise that eyebrow at me.
Bit of innuendo bingo for you, Louis. Hello.
Okay. Innuendo? Okay.
Innuendo bingo is where someone says something a bit finar on radio or TV, and the listeners point it out. Thank you very much to everyone that pointed this one out, from Sarah Kennedy on Radio 2.
So give us a call if you see a problem. It's 08700 100 200.
Your little orifice, it's just eerie. It's just around the corner. It's always kept very cleanly.
Yeah, oh, yes. We're very clean bunnies.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, thank you.
What did
and
you do?
And you? Lunch out and dinners out, that sort of thing, really. You? No? You didn't do anything?
It's best not to talk about it.
Oh, so that was a bit of an innuendo bingo from Sarah Kennedy there.
Your little orifice, it's just
eerie.
It's just around the corner. It's always kept very cleanly.
Sounds like two grandmothers having a chat.
What's an orifice? What's that?
Know. If you're tired, it's your orifice.
Is that a posh person's orifice?
Yeah. Mm. Or a BBC person's.
There's a lot of reunions going on at the moment as well, aren't there? Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
No.
Why?
Mutton dressed as lamb.
Right.
Awful. Awful. Just don't get it. Five housewives. They should be home looking after their babies. I just don't get it, seriously. Yeah. I really, really don't. Didn't work for Old Saints, and they were a really good group.
Yeah.
Work for Take That, because they're great.
The thing is, they can't really sing, can they? Spice Girls.
Who?
Spice Girls.
Imagine them dancing on stage to Wannabe and stuff. It's just not going to look right.
No. Well, what about Boyzone getting back together? Is that happening?
I've heard that as well.
Yeah?
Right. I heard that maybe the five members will be getting back.
Okay.
Which would be fantastic. And it would be exciting. And they'll look good.
E17 tried to get back together.
Oh, God.
And five. Five, that didn't go well at all.
No, that won't go well. No. Crowded House got back together.
Oh, good. The thing is, with a five one, only four of them wanted to do it, so they were called five, but they were...
There's usually one in jail, isn't there?
Four.
Oh, no, that's E17. There's usually somebody in jail, or going to jail, or coming out of jail or something.
Oh, Louis, you're brilliant.
Right, it's true!
I know.
But I'm really happy for Take That.
Are Westlife going to get back together?
Hello?
Now, do you know who really needs your help at the moment, Louis?
Who?
Britney Spears.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't help her.
Why?
She's just
You're a pop Svengali.
She's past the point of rescue. She really, really is, yeah.
You think?
Oh, no hair, no voice, no husband, no. No career. No, I couldn't help her.
You couldn't help her?
I don't think so.
It's Britney Spears.
I know, but she's off the wall. What can I do with her?
She has got a bit bonkers, yeah. I still love her.
You still love her?
Yeah, I do.
I like her records, but I don't like her.
You could guide her, couldn't you?
To where? They should just do a whole new show with all these girls in rehab, and it'd be great. Paris Hilton, Amy Winehouse, Britney, Kerry Katona, all these people. It'd be great fun. Yeah?
What, like on MTV or something?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great, yeah?
Like the Osbournes, only in rehab.
Yeah, but the Osbournes have got their act together now. They've all got their act together. They're totally together.
Wow.
I defend Mrs. O all the time.
Yeah. So you couldn't do anything for Britney?
Well, I mean, she'd probably get a great song. She just has to show up and record it and do a good video and dance.
Now, we don't know if this is true, but we've heard, we've been given this, we've heard this might be her new single. Have a listen.
Ooh.
And I hit the floor. And I say, hey, what's your name?
say it's her, yeah? Yeah, it sounds like a hit.
It does sound like her.
Yeah.
Is that a... I mean, I don't really know like musical instruments. Is that a cowbell?
I think it is a cowbell. She's bringing the cowbell back into pop.
Yeah. Well, the Swedish producers use a lot of cowbells. That's probably a Swedish producer, yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. Good.
Excellent. Listen, Paris Hilton made a good record, so anyone can make a record. Mm. Posh makes records.
Mm. Yeah.
She can sing.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse could do with your help as well, you know.
Rehab. I love Amy. I love that last album of hers. It's fantastic. But you know, all the really, really good artists are always a bit crazy.
Are they?
They really are. Yeah. Like all who? The really, really brilliantly talented people. Going right back. Going right back to Billie Holiday and all these people. Marvin Gaye. They're always troubled souls.
Right. So you couldn't help Amy or Britney, Louis?
Well, there's a big difference in Amy and Britney. You know, Amy is a real, real artist. Britney is as good as the song she's given. You know, yeah. But I think Amy is absolutely a real star.
What about if Britney came back with a brilliant song now, though? She could do it ever again, right?
Absolutely, yeah, as long as she just keeps it together.
Okay. Right, now on Radio 1, it's time for the Honesty Games. This is what happens, Louis. We've not done this on the show for a while. Listeners come on air, and we go around the room, they ask us a question, and we have to answer it truthfully, okay?
Really?
Yeah. Are you allowed one pass? Was that what we said before? There's no passes
there's
now.
No.
Hang on a second, the rules have changed.
If the rules have changed, I don't know whether I can
okay,
do this.
Okay, let's try it anyway.
Shall we try it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for Kelly. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I think Laura needs to be on the Honesty Game as well.
She was trying to hide out there, wasn't she?
Yeah, do come in, Laura. Yeah. Right, Kelly, what's your question and we have to answer it honestly?
Well, me and my sister T was wondering, what sort of underwear do you lot wear?
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Right, okay. Louis?
That's easy. Boxer shorts, all the time.
Any particular make or style?
Just white.
Okay.
Boxer shorts as well, and or sometimes... I never know what they're all called. Is it sometimes trunks? Are they sometimes...
That's the 80s.
Speedos.
That's no, the 80s. Speedos. That's the 80s. That's the 80s. That's the 80s.
It's boxers, then. I don't know what they're called.
I know Scott's a briefs, man. I just know
I'm
you.
Not.
You are.
I'm
we
boxer.
Had a very...
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Just my friends told me.
Right.
Okay.
We had a very disturbing show once when we both realised we'd gone commando on the same day, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that was horrible. Laura?
You've got those lucky pants, haven't you?
I have got lucky pants. Yeah.
Opposing pouch.
No, there's an opposing pouch. You're
he's
making that
us
up.
About
do you wear the
week?
Lucky pants with your lucky glove?
Listen, she's making it up. How about your pants, darling?
I'm a fan of the French knicker pant.
Oh.
Are they the big frilly ones?
No. They're like shorts.
Right, yeah.
Okay, good.
But a bit sort of biggish pants. I'm not saying you have biggish.
Granny pants?
No.
Right. Scott?
What?
What do you wear?
Oh, yeah. Boxer shorts. I'm not briefs.
I thought you'd be briefs, kind of skin-tight briefs.
Oh, please.
Calvin Klein ad type stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, Calvin Klein, yeah, but not the brief. I'm a fan of the boxer.
Sock okay. stuff down the...
Or two. Kerry.
Hello.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, you?
Right, any question? Yes, I'm good. We'll answer it honestly. Go.
Right, it's for Louis again. When they kicked you off, or when they let you go, however you want to
sacked,
put it.
Sacked is the word.
Axed.
When, binned.
Yes. When they asked you to come back, did you demand more money?
Honestly, I didn't. I didn't
Why
even
not?
Care about the money. Because I wanted to get the gig back. I wanted to get my old job back. I was really, really glad. And I was really, really distraught when I lost the job. I know it's silly. It's just a TV show. But it's not just an ordinary TV show. It's the X Factor.
So you didn't ask for any more than
I
the 500k
ask for
you
more
were
money.
Already?
I didn't. No, I get more than that. But I didn't ask for any more money. I just wanted the job back because I genuinely loved doing it. Honestly.
Did you ask for more money when you found out you were doing the groups?
I'm not, who said I was doing the groups? I didn't say anything. Okay. I'm not... No, no, no.
I think we nearly got it there.
Nearly got it!
Oh,
you, won't get me. You won't get me.
Oh. Watch
ITV, Saturday, 7:40. Don't watch the other show. With the small legs.
I think it's the groups.
You think?
Oh, it might be the... I think it might be the old people this year. Right. Anyway, we don't talk about that. Right, hello?
Hello?
Speak, who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Hello,
you.
It's Rod.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
What's your question?
Excellent.
What's your question?
My question is probably a bit tame, actually, but I was going to ask if you were all hardcore rappers, what MC name would you have? And collectively, as a group, what would you call the lot of you?
Well,
Laura,
all of us.
I think Laura should go first on this one.
Over to you, Laura.
Like, if you were a rapper, what would you be called?
And
if
what would your MC name be?
I don't know. Something really street.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, I know what I'd
L
be.
El Diddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what I'd be.
Go on, then.
I'd be Big Louie.
Big Louie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be McBear Jokes.
No, MC Bear Jokes, MC. That says.
Oh, yeah.
You would be McBear.
What's bears? What's all this about bears?
That's what happens when you pass notes to the presenter. And
what does a bear mean?
He couldn't think for himself. He got passed a note telling him what his MC name would be. And
what's a bear?
McBear jokes.
What's a bear?
Might be the last show of my entry person. So I just resign now. Would that be easier? Anyway, I'd be McBear jokes.
I love it.
Chopper.
If he's Big Louie, I'd just be Little Mark, I think.
Okay.
MC Little Mark, though, not Muck Little.
Right, one more. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
I'm Baz.
All right, Baz, what's your question?
I want an honest answer, but why is Chopper suited and booted today?
Well, we can't all answer that question, can we? So that's an invalid question, isn't it?
No, well, you can answer it.
Because I was doing... in honour of Lou coming in, I thought I'd make an effort, and I had to do a few photos today.
I thought you were at a funeral.
No.
It looks like you're coming from a funeral.
No, it's classy and smart.
Are you looking for another job?
No, I wasn't looking... No, I was just having some photos taken. I'm not looking for
another job. Oh, I think you might have hit
a nail.
A new gig,
right?
A new job. They're going to Magic FM. Tell them.
No, you're going to Magic or Heart.
No, he's holding out for Heart, yeah.
Okay. Baz?
Yeah?
Have you got
another one,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought
Louis.
You had, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Has Louis ever been offered any favours to get on the casting couch? Anything like a temple rub or a foot massage or anything?
You mean
like
apart from Simon? No. The X Factor doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. Honestly. Why?
That's a shame.
Why do you think I would?
Well, I just didn't know whether you got any perks on the job or anything like that.
Like what? What do you mean? Well, tell me more.
You know, foot massage or...
Ego massage. I'm massaging egos all day. I'm working with Simon and Sharon and Danny. That's three big egos. But no, honestly, no.
Oh, well.
No favours. Sorry about that.
Any casting couch stories from you?
What, have I ever been on one?
Yeah. How do you think he got the job?
Not that I can remember. There was nearly an incident once.
Were you drugged?
No.
Rohypnol?
No. No, I can't go into it.
Why not?
No, it's not bad. It's
nobody
bad.
Nobody's listening.
It's not what you're thinking. It's not like that. It's just, yeah. Are you?
What, any casting couch? Sure. No, yeah. No.
Really?
Yeah, I've never.
What, you got this far through talent?
You bitch!
No, it's hard work and ambition.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.